to another worldwide godcast of the Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach as we conclude chapter 15 with our practice today in verses 17 through 20. Before everyone, our life and death, whichever they choose, will be given them. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord, mighty in power. He sees all things. The eyes of God behold his works, and he understands every human deed. He never commands anyone to sin, nor shows leniency toward deceivers. Yes. By our teachings, it is believed that God is omniscient, meaning he is all-knowing and sees all things. This includes both the thoughts and actions of all individuals. God's omniscience is often understood as an essential attribute as it demonstrates his infinite wisdom and understanding. However, God's omniscience does not imply that he forces or commands anyone to sin. Sin is understood as a result of human free will, the capacity to make choices independent of external coercion. God allows humans to exercise their free will, and therefore he does not directly command or cause anyone to sin. Instead, God desires that humans choose righteousness and follow his commandments. He provides guidance and reveals his will through various means, including divine laws, scriptures, prophets, and personal conscience. However, individuals have the freedom to accept or reject this guidance and make their own choices. Furthermore, God's omniscience does not imply that he shows leniency towards deceivers. God is just and righteous, and he holds all individuals accountable for their actions. Deception and dishonesty are considered to be contrary to God's nature and commandments. While God is merciful and forgiving, he also upholds justice and condemns deceitful actions. In summary, God's omniscience does not negate human free will or imply that he commands anyone to sin. He offers guidance and expects individuals to make righteous choices. But ultimately, the responsibility lies with each person. Additionally, God's justice ensures that deceitful actions are not overlooked or treated with leniency. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I am a sinner, and I admit this first and foremost. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander. Praise God and thank you, Jesus, for this amazing opportunity to continue to pray for Brittany. Brittany has relapsed in her brain cancer, and we continue to pray for her and her young daughter, who is still in intensive care at the age of 6. We're praying for this mother and this child. We continue to pray for Kairos 56. I should say 57. 56 was mine. 57 is David Welch this time. He's the father of this little boy named David Alexander we've been praying for to be born in about a week from now. So we're praying for this child's birth. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, Living My Life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 15. It's verses 17 through 20 as we conclude chapter 15 today. It's a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It speaks of Jesus, the power mighty, stoic prudence. Death and life and everyone experience, given by the choice you choose to concede. Lord's wisdom, immense power, mighty, stoic prudence. Everything seen, God's eyes understands how they breed. Works his, behold, deed human, understood. Sin anyone not told, deceivers leniency shown, not as good. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is February 11, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. May the Lord continue to bless us each day and give us the opportunity to understand what it means to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired Christ fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. So we close today at 7-Eleven. Don't think heavens for 7-Eleven and universal utterings. A friend of mine once said, we try to close around that time each day. Heavenly numbers, 7 and 11. Amen. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. In Jesus' sweet name, we close. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Still pray for our special intentions, our family, in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you, and thanks for joining us this morning. Get out and see your preachers today. Amen.